Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in 60 minutes, in the next hour, we've got Graham Johnson, investigations editor for the London Mirror. They went into one of the big UN-run white slavery rings. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls, 3,000 to 5,000 pounds. Dark-skinned gypsies, 300 pounds. And this is what DynCorp and others have been caught involved in. That's coming up. And to expose who runs your lives, folks, just to give you an idea of how they'd like to treat us here in America if they get their way. Coming up, Skull and Bones expert with a new Skull and Bones expose book that is encyclopedic. That's in about 10 minutes. Right now, let's go to Sean in Wisconsin, then Mildred, Dave, and others. Go ahead, Sean. Good to talk to you, Sean. You're on the air.
Well, I have just a couple of things I want to bring up quickly. There's a file-sharing program called Kazali K++, and that's why I learned of it. Learned of you, anyhow. I downloaded a couple of your movies, and I've been sharing about three of your major movies, The Masters of Terror, Road to Tyranny, and so forth. The one thing I found that's very interesting is I have an IP blocker, an internet port blocker, and it blocks the IRA and everything else. And I haven't been getting blocks or attacks on my computer for the longest time, but now that I'm downloading Alex Jones movies and government-related conspiracy movies, I've been getting a lot of attacks on my computer. And I just want to let your listeners know that they can download a lot of information, a lot of file-sharing programs and whatnot, and they can keep their computer safe if they have a program called Peer Guardian. It's easy to find on the Internet. And since we're on the subject of orphanages and child pornography, sex slave rings, I discovered a banned documentary about the Republican guy named Larry King in the Boys Town.
Now, that was a British documentary made for Discovery that never aired in this country.
Yep. It's easily available on any file-sharing programs. If anybody is worried about being watched by the IRAA, just get Peer Guardian. Which you're not doing anything that's illegal by watching these movies.
And I understand is they've created this Internet secret police to, quote, stop illegal downloads of songs.
Yeah.
Just don't get songs. Get the documentaries. All right, sir, I appreciate that call. And, we have put a lot of my videos at an incredible cost to us. We may have to take some off. Up there for free, and video clips and all the rest of it of my films and other key films at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because, well, we're here to wake folks up. That's what we're trying to do and save this country. But I hope you would buy the original DVDs or VHS films and make copies of those and spread the word as well because at least we get some support and can keep this up. Mildred in Colorado. Mildred, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
A while ago, you named a long list of governments that were involved in this child abduction ring.
Publicly, yes.
Yes. I wondered if you could rename those governments for me.
The United States government, the British government, the Dutch government, the French government, the governments in Bosnia, the Israeli government, one of the biggest is the Saudi Arabian government, the Thai government, the Japanese government, the Chinese government. The list goes on and on.
Okay. What is your information source for this?
AP, Reuters, UPI, BBC, London Guardian. Hundreds of them have been posted at PrisonPlanet.com. I think there's like 50 or 60 mainstream news articles posted at PrisonPlanet.com.
PrisonPlanet.com.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you go to Infowars.com, we've got the Mirror story posted, London Mirror. And then under that, there's a link to the Prison Planet Elite Sex Ring page archive, or just go to PrisonPlanet.com and click on Subject Archive, and it's one of the subject archives along with election fraud and Bilderberg Group and other subject sections. And just calmly announced, you know, oh, they were at the Dutch Palace, dug up some more dead babies. Oh, no big deal, you know. Women escaped from the from a globalist owned castle. They found other dead women in the basement, and no big deal. You know, just 1.2 million women were kidnapped last year, and just no big deal. You know, they have slave cruise ships. WorldNet Daily reported on that.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, more of your calls coming up in the next hour. We have the investigations editor of the Sunday Mirror, the London Sunday Mirror, Graham Johnson. The report they put out inside the white slavery rings, publicly, right out in the open, not even being hidden. For the next 52 minutes, we are joined by someone I'm obviously going to have back on the show. Chris Milligan is a writer, researcher, and publisher whose father was in the Office of Strategic Services, military intelligence, and later was in the CIA, rising to branch chief, head of intelligence analysis for the East Asia. His father told Chris some of the things that he didn't understand in the late 60s. These revelations led to over 30 years of research into the subjects of CIA drugs, clandestine operations, conspiracy theory, and secret societies. Chris's publishing house, Trine Day, brought Anthony Sutton's Underground Classics, America's Secret Establishment, An Introduction to the Order of Skull and Bones, to a wider audience, publishing the book. Expendable Elite by Lieutenant Colonel Dan Marvin, and A Tale of Special Forces Commander and His Tangles with the CIA. Trine Day's most recent release is Fleshing Out Skull and Bones, and it is being well-received, being called the encyclopedia and the bedrock of books on skull and bones. And Trine Day also has a book, Ambush, Secrets of the Bush Family, The Stolen Presidency, 9/11, and 2004, coming out in April 2004, four other books in the works. And we're pleased and blessed to be joined by Chris Milligan, Chris, your book, I haven't read all of it. It is encyclopedic. I mean, it's a huge coffee table book. And what I did have a chance to read is very accurate, very piercing, showing the connections. And it's good to have you on the show.
Oh, my pleasure, sir. Thank you very kindly for having me.
Last hour, I got into this London Mirror article where they went into one of these white slavery rings, so-called Christian UN charity groups, where they were openly selling children for pornography, slavery, you name it. And, you know, Skull and Bones and other globalist organizations are deeply involved in this. From your decades of research, comments on that?
Well, there does seem to be some sexual aspects with Skull and Bones, and there are seem to be connections to, like, the Franklin cover-up in Omaha. Their direct relationship with white slavery, I don't know, but...
Well, the companies that Bonesman head up have been convicted of running it.
I wouldn't be surprised. I really haven't been focusing on that. Like you're talking about, a lot of my focus came out of the CIA drugs. And one thing that we had there was a similar thing where the organization looking at the MIA situation in Vietnam was being used as a cover to run narcotics, and there was a lady who worked for CBS who eventually left CBS over that because they wouldn't tell the story. And then she wrote the book Kiss the Boys Goodbye that tells the story about the MIAs and how that operation was basically just a shell operation being used as a front for the importation of narcotics.
All right, for those that just joined us, most people now heard that John Kerry's Skull and Bones, George W. Skull and Bones, his daddy was Skull and Bones. We've had three presidents that were Skull and Bones, what, five, six CIA directors, most, you know, a lot of your governors and top people in administration. Skull and Bones seems to have other satellites, whereas Cheney wasn't Skull and Bones. He had relatives that were. What is Skull and Bones? How does it tie into the Bohemian Grove and the power structure in America?
Well, Skull and Bones is a secret society that was started at Yale University in 1832, so quite a while ago. It taps 15 juniors every year. At any given time, there's between 600 to 800 of the people alive. There's been about 2,500 of them, and as you stated there, they've had an awful lot of political power. They have an awful lot of economic power too, especially in the media. And then they have been involved in drug running ever since the 1830s. One thing that you find when you have a secret society, and you know, taking away all the politics and all the other thing, when you just look at a secret society at a sociological level, they're pretty much the same, whether they're in Asia, Africa, or in Europe, or here. You have a large outer core group, you know, kind of like an onion or a pyramid. You have a large group at the base, and in Masonic terms, they call them porch brethren. And then you have an administrative core, and then you have an inner core of members, and when you look at that inner core, one thing you find is that they're all related. And so basically what you have is you have a multi-generational cult. And the families that are the strong family in Skull and Bone is the Cabot family. And it's very interesting when you go to study the opium trade. One of the best sources of information about the opium trade is a book on the Cabot genealogy that was printed in 1926.
Now, again, the CIA didn't start dealing drugs. They were founded by the drug dealers, the opium controllers, British East India Company, and their U.S. Servants that founded Skull and Bones. And your book gets into this, and this is mainstream history, folks. They were getting mad because others were bringing in opium and cutting down their monopoly, so they just made it illegal because they could control the police forces, go after their competition, jack up prices, corrupt society, correct?
Well, it took a little bit longer than that. Basically,
I'm not talking about 1830. I'm talking about now.
Well, that is how it's now. That is now. But the history of how it happened is really quite interesting. In 1856, when they had the Second Opium War and opium became legal in China, all of a sudden, these smugglers lost all their cash cow. And they learned very hard from this because, I mean, they went from controlling like 80% of the maritime traffic in the Orient to going down to about 5% because they lost this cash cow. So what they proceeded to do, the Spanish-American War, they got the American public all riled up about the Cubans, and we were going to go save the Cubans from the Spanish. But the first thing that happened was we ended up taking the Philippines, and that's the whole story about how
that
happened.
Yeah, Manila, then they had the bigger fleet to encircle China, get control of the lanes.
Right, and in the Philippines, and you look there, William Howard Taft, who was the son of one of the founders of Skull and Bones and a member of Skull and Bones, they sent him over there as the first civil governor, and this was... They declared the war over. It really wasn't over, but he was a civil governor. And if you read anything about William Howard Taft, the guy was a jurist. He looked good in black robes, and so he really wanted to be on the Supreme Court.
And he was one of the first big folks to go to the Bohemian Grove.
Yes, and he got asked by McKinley to be on the Supreme Court twice when he was in the Philippines, and he turned it down. Finally, after McKinley got shot and Roosevelt got put in, his family was also involved in the opium smuggling. He finally asked Taft to be Secretary of War, and Taft said, okay. Well, you look at the historical record of what Taft did in the Philippines, it was the first place that they made opium illegal in China, and so the black market started up again. And then when Taft was president, he started the Shanghai Convention and the Hague Convention, what proceeded to the situation where we have today, where we have three plants that are prohibited by law, which is against the U.S. Constitution. And because of that prohibition, they are worth more than gold. And with this huge amount of money, they're able to take over all these other industries and influence, you have four states that are the largest importers of narcotics.
That's Mr. Milligan, can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Okay, because I don't want to just glaze over this, what you're saying is so important. Understand, and this is admitted, the move to criminalize narcotics was because they were losing their monopolies. They could then go into areas, make it illegal, use their police force to shut down their competition, jack up the prices, then that causes 9 out of 10 robberies, then people call for more police, then the police... raise revenue, and then they go into private prisons, which they own. I'm talking about today, but here you are talking about criminalizing drugs, the drug dealers criminalizing drugs so they can control the monopoly and jack up prices. Go ahead.
A high five all around, absolutely. And they learned, and like I say, there's four states that are the largest importers of narcotics. It's California, Texas, Florida, and New York. Those four states supply the largest amounts of money to the presidential campaign. Those four states have the largest amounts of money laundering. They have not only got large amounts of the population addicted to these drugs, they have also got our economy addicted to the drug money. So you have a situation like when we go bail out Mexico, one reason our bankers go along with it is because they know that Mexico is going to have this drug money to pay it back. And it is just an insidious operation.
All right, getting back into the history of Skull and Bones, how it developed. I mean, how it was founded. Let's talk about the Russell Trust.
Well, the Russell Trust Association, Skull and Bones was founded by William Huntington Russell, who was part of the Russell family, whose family business was the Russell opium smuggling concern. They were the third largest in the world, and they worked with Jardine Matheson, and when they worked together, they were called the Combination, a lot like the Octopus. They were started in 1832 after Phi Beta Kappa, which was a secret society, because of the big anti-Masonic scares in
John Quincy Adams Bandit.
Excuse me?
John Quincy Adams was going after him.
Right, right. And so they became Phi Beta Kappa became an open honorary organization. And so these guys needed another secret society to do their initiations and to keep the secrets. I mean, we were talking about John Kerry and George Bush. I mean, one thing that upsets me as being a citizen of this republic is their allegiance seems to be more to Skull and Bones than to citizens and to a republic. I mean, when they are asked about it in public, they lie about it, or they say that it's just so secret that they can't talk about it.
Now, let's stay there. Stay there. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls, too.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel size shampoo. Dial toll free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, I was talking to Chris Milligan. He's actually sold out of this new book, but they're going to have some in a few weeks, so I would pre-order it now. We'll tell you how to do that a little bit later. I mean, if you want to have a master's degree in Skull and Bones, again, I haven't read the whole thing. It's too long. I'm going to try to read it all, but the chapters I did read, very accurate, and I've been studying this for years, folks, for years. Chris, we've got John Forbes Carey, we've got Hines Carey, his wife. I mean, he's even related to Bush, I've read. I mean, this whole nest of people, and for those who understand why they have a secret society, I mean, Grandpa doesn't come down to the grandson, or Daddy doesn't come to the son when he's 18 and say, "Son, we're devil worshipers that follow a German satanic cult, and we deal all the drugs, and we run all this stuff, and we want you to join in." No, the way to do it in these hereditary death cults and other cults run like this is to have peers bring the children in. Is that not an accurate statement, Chris?
Yes, indeed. And then the initiation process, I mean, basically, you know, these people use, you know, ritual magic and whatnot to do their initiations. And ritual magic is a form of mind control. And, you know, that's one thing I'd like to talk about because, Alex, I believe you understand this. I talk with a lot of radio people, and they don't quite understand about what's going on and you know, about their use of alchemy to try and, you know, alchemy basically means transform, to change. And they're trying to change this country from being a republic into being a fascist state. And
well, going back to the witch doctors 5,000 years ago, they would, drugs and rituals would con the public or their minions, and that's what these guys are into, and that's where mind control comes from, is from the occult.
Yes, you know, they're very much, you know, they believe very much into numerology. And they're very much into, if you go out on the internet and look into numerology or books into it, it talks about how number 11 is a master number and 22. And, you know, when they did the ritual of the killing of the king and murdered John F. Kennedy, it was done on 11/22. And it was, you know, it was part of an alchemical act, the killing of the king. It was done on Bloody Elm Street, right across from the First Masonic Temple, right near the Trinity site, right below the 33rd degree parallel. And it was part and parcel of some other alchemical big rituals that they have done.
And again, if folks don't believe in all this, I don't believe in this, but the point is when police are doing an investigation of a serial killer, most serial killers believe in the same exact stuff, in fact, all of them basically. Police go according to that because that's how you catch them. You know, it's like the death card of the sniper case, 322, 223.
Right,
what's on the door of Skull and Bones? The Skull and Bones and 322.
Right. The Skull and Crossbones. And then it is, you know, you had Bushmaster, using a 22-3, and you just reverse that. You have Master Bush, 322. Okay, you had, you know, in 9/11, you had plane number 11 flying into the Twin Towers, which are kind of like an 11, happening on 9/11, where exactly 11 years before you had George H.W. Bush speaking before both houses of Congress, talking about how, you know, out of the chaos of the Middle East and Iraq, they can bring their new world order. You had flight number 77 fly into the Pentagon, which is on the 77th longitude. And so you have one thing they're trying to do there is to, when the Kennedy assassination, we went from the land of Camelot, okay, into the land of Oz, brought to us by Oswald and Jack Ruby, the Ruby Slippers, where the wizard is behind the curtain and is, you know, manipulating things. And they want to put that out there in the open.
And again, folks, every major psychopath you hear about, the Zodiac killers, the rest of them, they're all doing this on certain parallels at certain dates. You know, if you had any criminology, this is what it's all about. This is what psychopaths are into. And so we're not psychopaths, so we can't understand it.
And Alex, I don't know how you live in the great state of Texas there with that Mr. Bush being the governor there. But, you know, Mr. Bush, he killed a few people there that he had the power to. But you notice that he didn't kill Mr. Henry Lee Lucas, who was one of those murderers for the cult and would talk about cutting off people's hands and all kinds of different things. And so, I mean...
That's right, and then some woman who was obviously innocent, Bush got on TV and went, "She begged me, please don't kill me, please
mm-hmm.
don't," started laughing. "Please, it's just so funny."
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a nice little slip up there.
Right, when they have their ritual, they have that little thing where they sing, "The hangman equals death, the devil equals death, and death equals death." And you know, I've been looking at this group for a long time and looked into magic and mysticism. And what I believe we're dealing with is a multi-generational cult.
Oh, we are dealing with
alchemy.
Stay there. We'll talk about the multi-generational cult.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to take your calls. Bam, bam, bam. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Now, throughout history, technologies have been hoarded by secret societies as a way of controlling them. They're also what you'd call secret schools or mystery schools. And the reason you have masonry so involved in this is the technology of mathematics, how to build structures, was closely guarded, and it comes from antiquity, so there was all these occult beliefs surrounding it, and that's just been carried through. And that's just an anthropological view. But we look at Skull and Bones. This is a European or Druidic death cult set up by the elites to maintain their control, and their oaths are to kill anyone of their families if they're ordered to never go against the cult. This is mind control. In fact, La Cosa Nostra, just the little Italian mafia, which is tiny compared to the real mafias of the world, the WASP and Jewish mafias that are out there. How do you get a good little Catholic boy to prove he's come over? Well, after he's committed murders and shaken down old ladies and done all this progression of things, you will cut yourself, bleed onto a tissue, bleed onto a photo of Jesus, a painting of Jesus, a little card of Jesus or Mary, and burn that and say a little prayer to the devil. Now that's mainstream. Admit it. This stuff's been recorded. How does that feed in? Because it seems like we have these multi-generational cults working at a lot of levels. Go ahead and elaborate on that, please, Chris Milligan.
Yes, there is a it seems to be a bit of an octopus out there where they have lots of different tentacles, and you find that at the core level, a lot of these things are related. And to get back to one of the things I was saying about the number 11 and what is going on is this revealing process where these secret societies are revealing themselves. They are in control, but they want to reveal it to the public. And because, if 11 is a master number, see, if they're the master, then that makes us, quote unquote, the slaves. Okay.
Well, this is revelation of the method.
Psychological play. I mean, that they have been playing on us so that they can get control. And
well, sir, yeah. I mean, this is really revelation of the method. It's like Larry Silverstein, the owner of the WTC, went on national TV and said, "We blew Building 7 up."
Yes.
And then no one questions it, and it's just announced right out in the open, and then nothing's done about it. I mean,
right. And if there were charges in Building 7 to have it blow down, that says that there was a lot of forethought to September 11th. And you were talking about the hoarding of technology. One thing that just amazed me when I really started looking at Skull and Bones is that it was a member from Skull and Bones that invented gasoline, the very first petrochemicals. He made gasoline and paraffin out of oil. And after he issued his report where he said, "Gee, gentlemen, it appears to me that your company may have in their possession a raw material from which, by a simple and not expensive process, they may manufacture very valuable products." As soon as he issued his report, the Pennsylvania Rock Oil Company of New York, that was started by the Bissell family, and they went to the Townsends for financing, it soon passed into the hands of investors from New Haven, Connecticut. And pretty soon the Bissells and the Townsends had their sons in the Order of Skull and Bones. And so these people have had control of gasoline since it began. And, it's very interesting. You look at Mr. Diesel. Mr. Diesel invented an engine that ran on peanut oil in the late 1800s. Well, in 1913, he's on a trip to Britain, and he's in the English Channel, and all of a sudden, he sleeps with the fishes, and the diesel engine is, modified slightly so that it runs on petrochemical. And so,
they're about controlling markets, and they also have this cult of how they're pirates and kings.
Yes.
And, well, let's go over that, and then we'll get into this election, and we'll go to some calls.
Okay, about the pirates and kings?
Yeah, let's go through some of their chants and some of their rituals and some of the disinfo that's been put out lately and what's really going on.
Well, you had an interesting book come out by Alexander Robbins, and I recommend people reading it. It does have some good information, but it does have disinformation in there. She happens to be a member of another secret society at Yale. There are seven of senior societies. She's a member of the second oldest one. And, she talked about, I mean, the policeman came up to her and told her that there were these tunnels underneath, and she puts out the story that, there's just a tunnel to this one building. And if you look at Yale University, it has steam tunnels that have been around for a couple hundred years. They just spent $90 million upgrading them and whatnot, and there's a big underground facility right outside the little secret courtyard that the tomb has.
The New York Observer just reported that they've had Skull and Bones dirty tricks against them.
Yes. And they did a big article and where the Ron Rosenbaum from the Observer took pictures of their ritual where they are kissing a skull and doing a mock murder, and they run around singing that thing, "Hangman equals death, the death equals death, and the devil equals death." In Alexandra's book, they say, "Well, oh no, we were just putting that on as a show," And another thing she says in there, she says that, "Well, they didn't have anything to do with financing the Hitler. It just happens to be that Prescott Bush just happened to be the director of this bank, and this guy just happened to have."
And right up until now, 1953, the Nazi money was still going to him,
mm-hmm.
And expanding out from there. With some of the rituals, because they're very similar to high-level order stuff that most Masons don't even know about, the higher orders, the rebirth and the coffins, the other things. I don't want to get too graphic here, but can you go over that for folks?
Well, you know, there's a secret society we don't know for sure. We hear lots of stories, you know, of wrestling in mud and masturbating in the coffin and then sitting and lying in coffins and telling your sexual history and whatnot. We do have a live witness that is in Alexandra's book where when you marry in Skull and Bones, all the members of your particular cell, the other 14 members, come to your wedding. And then after the wedding, your wife is inducted in a ceremony, and one of the sisters of a wife hid in the hayloft and saw this ceremony where there was, you know, they were all wearing black robes and using swords and doing chants in strange languages. And so, you know, it is when President Bush goes on there and, you know, tells everybody he's a Christian, I mean, it gets really right down to it. He's lying for political motives.
Well, let me cut right through what people say. I've been to Bohemian Grove.
Yes, you have, and high five to you on that, Alex.
Well, I mean, it's Moloch worship.
Yes, and
mock murder of a child. They claim it was mock, and I mean, this is your Christian conservatism.
Mm-hmm. And the Minerva, you know, the Hegelian dialectic, which is the means that these people used a lot to move history in that direction. They control both the left and the right. You know, they try and control both the left and the right to move history on
what a better there. Example of Kerry and Bush.
Right, right. And you had Prescott Bush was a Republican, and out of that same office, his boss was a big Democrat. And, you know, they've been playing it for a long time. I mean, you know, Jimmy Carter, went to a Bilderberger meeting in 1975 and was our president in 76, and Carter went to a Bilderberger meeting in 91, and he was our president in 92. I mean,
Clinton.
Yeah, Clinton, and they can't have, Republicans.
And by the way, let me just stop you. In Men in Power is a political retrospective by Helmut Schmidt, the German chancellor back in the late 70s, early 80s. He says, I love our secret ritual grove and our owl, but I really like the way we do it in Northern California. That's my favorite. And he talks about the European Satan worship centers. So, again, this came over from Europe, over, you know, with Weishaupt's blessing. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. The historians have said this for quite a few years. But this is
Helmut Schmidt in his own book written by him saying it.
Yes.
Not like it's a secret or something.
No. And it's just amazing that it's has played so much, and I truly see that we're going to see a revival of our republic, because I think the corruption is just getting so much of a stench that I don't think they're going to leave by the ballot box, but I think that if enough people get out in the streets and bang some pots and pans, they're out of here, because basically they just have virtual control. They really do not have, because, we don't have to deal with their Federal Reserve. We can, there's a lots of places in the country where people are starting barter systems and are coming up with other ways to deal.
And that's why their Patriot Act. That's why their Patriot Act tries to claim that any untracked transactions terror. And they're putting in their new national ID cards and the driver's license and the national sales tax. Talk about the election, because I want to get to these calls. The background of John Kerry.
John Forbes Kerry is a member of Skull and Bones, was a member in 1966. I know that there was a gentleman he brought into his Senate office room one time that was a member at Yale that they wanted to tap, that he asked him to join, and the gentleman said he wouldn't join because Skull and Bones wasn't admitting women that time, and John Kerry tried to still get him to join in. John Forbes was also a member of the Senate Select Committee, and especially on narcotics, and during Iran-Contra, when George Bush was out of the loop, Forbes and their committee, they found out little things, but they never found out everything.
Yeah, they put on these little fake committees, like the new 9/11 whitewash committee, and say, you know, act like they're, it's like professional wrestling.
Right, and the Forbes is related back through his mother, is related to the Cabots, and is then you know, he is related to the Bushes and related to this same group of people, and they think that they are blue bloods are royals. You know, Bush claims they have more royal blood than anybody else, and I'm sure as you folks have talked about before, why do the blue bloods think they're blue? You know, they think they're related to King David, and they want to bring about their new world order, which is basically a monarchy with them in control.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. They're like Nazis that think they're Jews. It's really bizarre. It's that British Israelism. It's amazing.
Absolutely, and you look at the secret societies, the secret societies came up with a social, political, esoteric philosophy called synarchism, and they wrote papers about it starting in the late 1800s, and there's quite a few papers in the 1900s. And basically, synarchism was the opposite of anarchism. In anarchism, where there was no control from the government, in synarchism, man's life is completely controlled by the government through the political, the religious, and the economic arms, and those arms will be controlled by the secret society.
Okay, let's take calls. Bam, bam, bam. David in California, and then Joanne, Joe, Linda, and others. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Alex. I got three fast ones. Are either of W's grandfathers still alive?
Prescott is not, and I do not believe that Barbara Bush's father is alive either. Yes, so no.
Okay, good. When did Bush Sr. join the CIA, and was he involved in the release of the Nazis?
Bush Sr., I believe, was recruited for the CIA directly out of Yale and was in the CIA since 1948. And it seems to me that these secret societies at Yale are assets of our intelligence operation. The one thing we have here is a secret society. You know, if there was a king here and they wanted to put their man in king, they'd have to, you know, make a plan, raise the money, take it to fruition, and then get their man to be king. Well, here what they've done is created the national security state and have used the national security state against us citizens to take over the country. Excuse me, what was your other question?
Oh, the question was about the release of the Nazis. I was never clear whether or not George Bush Sr. was directly involved in that.
No, he was too young. It was his father.
Right. Prescott, I believe, was involved in that. As far as George, I don't have any material about that. There were letters between Prescott and Alan Dulles concerning the George as far as setting up of the platforms out in the oil.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I'm told John in Missouri disagrees with something. Go ahead, John.
I don't exactly agree with what your guest is talking about, Alex, but I heard him on Coast to Coast AM on George Norrie's show the other night. And last night, are you there?
Yeah, we're right here.
Okay, last night they were talking about Star Children and Neanderthals.
Yeah, what happens is they put real issues in with fake
exactly,
ones and discredits
exactly. I want to ask.
So why are you bringing that up here? Well, what do you want?
Does he know that he shouldn't cast his pearls before swine, man?
Hey, I mean, I'd take any opportunity to reach millions of people. Even if there's garbage on there, you ought to point it out.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I'm not trying to discourage.
Well, hold on. Let's just get a second. Let's get a comment from our guest. Go ahead.
Spell my name right.
Pardon?
Well, there's an old adage out there, you know, I don't care what they say as long as they spell my name right. And, you know, this needs to get out there. And, some people tend to cast me as being a kook because I was on George Norrie, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm saying you do that yourself when you're on George Norrie. I don't have to say that.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the call. You know, ABC News is total propaganda and manipulation. But one time they said, you want to go live for 5 minutes on this issue, I went live.
Absolutely.
So just because ABC News, you understand that? We have to point out what they're doing, but and they try to control the debate by doing this, but it's not working. So, John, most people don't even know what Skull and Bones is. At least some of them know now, and they'll find out it's real, okay? And people have discernment. Let's talk to Joanne in Texas. Joanne, go ahead.
Thank you. Excellent program. I have a friend that loves Bush because she says he's a Christian, and I've tried to explain to her, you know, that he's Skull and Bones, and she says, oh, no, when he became a Christian, he gave that up, and I don't believe that. But my question to you is, has anyone ever gotten out of Skull and Bones that you know of?
There are people that they haven't gotten out of it, but they have said, we really don't want to have anything to do with you. and they just go away. George Bush is intimately involved in it. Whenever he needed money, there was people from Skull and Bones that helped him money in all his different various
finances. He goes to Bohemian Grove.
Right. And he lies. Okay. I mean, he has told people, he says, oh, well, it doesn't exist anymore. It's so secret it doesn't exist. In his own autobiography, he says, it is so secret I can't talk about it. Okay. Now, to me, he says he's a Christian, but he don't enact and walk like one, as far as I'm concerned.
As an actor, walk like one, yes. Anything else, Joanne?
No, thank you. Well, that's what I thought. I know what he is, so thank you.
Well, when he's not at a Shinto shrine or at a Muslim, thing, I mean, it's all just propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back
they
and talk to
Yep,
two sides of the same coin. We'll talk to Joe and Linda and a few others. So thanks for the call. We'll be back with our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Our guest, of course, is Chris Milligan. Fleshing Out Skull and Bones is the name of the book. We'll tell you how to get it, too, when we get back. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
I want to keep our guest 5 minutes into the next hour. That's as long as we can, pushing back the investigations editor of the London Mirror exposing the UN-run white slavery rings. Got a bunch of calls, loaded phones here. We'll tell you how to get the book here in a second. I've made 10 films. One of them is Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The Grove in the British variant of my film that's aired on national U.S. television admits that I didn't eat snake in and phone the ritual. They say, what's the big deal? Kind of like Peter Jennings with the Skull and Bones footage. Oh, they're just having fun. They're just kids. Well, these are old men doing this. So find out how deep the rabbit hole really goes, folks. Get dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove. See the cremation care ritual, our infiltration, the history of it, and how it ties into Skull and Bones. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get dark secrets. Or to get my 9/11 videos, Masters of Terror, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. This also supports the show, folks. 1-888-253-3139. And the films are $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, educate others now to expose and defeat this system. Going back to our guest and then back to your calls, Chris Milligan. Chris, how do folks get any of Sutton's books you've published or your new book, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones?
Well, they can give us a holler at 800-556-2012. Please excuse us if the phones get busy. They can also order it online at trinedaye.com, and that's TRINEDAY.com.
Okay, and what's that toll-free number again?
1-800-556-2012. And then we have a lot of information at ctrl.org. That's Conspiracy Theory Research List.org, ctrl.org. And then, you know, going back to one thing I heard in one of your commercials, you know, about terrorism, one thing that's very interesting, when Bush was vice president under Reagan and really running a lot of things, he was in charge of two big working groups. And one of them was on drugs, and guess what the other one was on?
Terror.
Yeah. And my good friend Daniel Hopsicker, who wrote a great book called Burying the Boys, one thing, I've been looking into CIA drugs for a long time, so I've become friends with a whole bunch of people who, you know, used to work for major daily newspapers, or like Daniel, he had a show aired on NBC, that as soon as they stumble on, you know, stories about the CIA and drugs or Oswald and other things, they don't work for these people anymore. And so he's been in Florida all this time and doing some research on Mohammed Atta, and it's just amazing the things that he's found out. And he's found, you know, Mohammed Atta was working with drug people, and the people that were behind this are a lot of the same people that are behind the scenes in the CIA drugs. And so you have the same people that were involved with 9/11. They were involved in a lot of the scandals that have happened here.
We have psychopaths running the military-industrial complex. Let's take a call. Let's talk to Joe in Pennsylvania, then Linda, John, and Storm. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Joe. Two questions for both of you. One, is any portion of this war in Iraq due with gaining access to Babylon? And then are any of these cults showing any interest in going over and sacrificing something over there?
Well, they're sacrificing a bunch of our boys over there right now. There is talk about that, and there could be some truth to that. I don't have any facts.
I only deal with what I can prove, but what's your
material about that? One thing that a big presence over there is because the Pasha, the big area there, is still tribal. And see, tribal areas aren't under their control. And so they want to have a big, you know, they really would like to get control over that area. And the only way
that's
that
it.
They get control
we've got a break. We've got to end this hour. Stay there, Chris. Basically, it's this. All rogue nations, whether they're good or bad, aren't under their control, therefore they're bad. We'll be back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.